We turn now to Robert Cumberford. He's an automotive designer and design critic who writes for car magazines in the United States and Italy. Mr. Cumberford joins us from southern France. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, the new Fiat Cinquecento, the 500, was voted Design Car of the Year 2009, and to a great degree, it's been fundamental in revitalizing Fiat. What's so great about the Fiat 500?
It's charming. For the Italians, it has the value of a symbol, like the revived twice-sized Mini that BMW builds that evokes the 1958 Mini Miner. It evokes the past. It makes people smile.
And the fact that the new 500 has a sticker-based sticker price of $12,000 will probably be a really good thing for Chrysler now that it looks like Fiat will take an initial 20% stake in the American company, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that it's a mistake to think that very many people will want to buy that car to use in the United States. It's basically too small to appeal to Americans who don't have any real need for small cars. They have a need for efficient cars, for fuel economy. They have a need for style, but not really for small size.
But I thought the redesigned Mini Cooper, which you mentioned earlier, is very popular here in the U.S.
It's very popular, but the point is the Fiat is simply too small to be of great appeal. If you put four overweight Americans, 60% of the population, into a Fiat 500, it's barely going to move. And I think everybody will say, oh, that Fiat 500 is really cute. I'd like to buy it for the kids. I'd like for you to buy one, but I don't want it. If it's $12,000, they might sell 20 or 30,000, but that's not very many cars in a market which, at its worst in many, many years, is going to be around 10 million.
Well, as we heard in Katie Clark's piece just a moment ago, the head of Fiat, Sergio Marchionne, was educated in North America and is seen by some as a smart, fast, and adaptable manager. What else does he and Fiat offer the American market for the kind of cars that they want, but also the kind of cars that, you know, we need? I mean, we're being told fuel efficient, efficient, and light.
Light is good. Henry Ford embraced lightness as one of his operating principles, and Ford cars were light and quick during his entire lifetime. So when Marchionne, who is a very smart man, says that it's necessary to have more efficient cars, that's true, but I don't think they need to be small to be efficient. What is really necessary at Chrysler is better quality of manufacture. Chrysler cars have, in recent times, when Tom Gale was in charge of design, they were very attractive, but they were not very reliable. The Chrysler 300 was a powerful styling statement, quite a good car with mediocre build quality. It's a car which could be revived, and with some of the efficient engines, Chrysler engineering being very good right through all of the crises they've been through. But I don't see how Fiat can help them with that. It's a question of having money. The biggest thing that Fiat could do for Chrysler, I suppose, is to have Marchionne come and run it. But I don't think he can run Chrysler and Fiat sensibly. I don't think that Carlos Ghosn has proven that he could run Nissan and Renault, and he has had to seek out very strong lieutenants to run each company.
Chrysler does have some new models coming out, some with hybrid technology, and Fiat has its own hybrid technology. I'm wondering if you think that's a good combination.
I don't see why not, but again, there's no magic bullet. At a meeting I attended in Portugal last year, Carlos Ghosn said that they had commissioned a study which had investigated mergers in the automobile industry, and he said that every single one, without exception, had resulted in a loss of value. Ford took on Volvo, Land Rover, Jaguar. General Motors took over Opel, took over Vauxhall, took over Saab. All of those things lost value. So I don't quite see how Fiat and Chrysler, two wounded companies in difficulty, are going to prop each other up. It would be nice if they can hold each other up, but I don't see how.
Robert Cumberford, automotive design editor for Automobile Magazine. Thanks very much for your time.